This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Two arrests were made this morning in connection with the sniper investigation in the Washington, D.C. area. Major Greg Shipley of the Maryland State Police said an alert motorist tipped them off.
The gentleman reported to state police that he saw a vehicle in the rest area that matched the description of a lookout given by the task force last night. Shortly after 3:30 this morning, the tactical response team arrested two individuals from that vehicle who were sleeping in the vehicle. They were taken into custody without incident.
The arrests happened just hours after Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose issued the arrest warrants. NPR's Larry Abramson is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Who are these people arrested, and what is their connection to the investigation?
Well, the arrest warrants were issued for John Allen Muhammad, also known as John Allen Williams, and Lee Malvo. He's sometimes been called John Lee Malvo. And we think that these are the two men who were in custody, but the police haven't confirmed that they're the same people. The car that they were in matches the description the chief that was in the arrest warrants that were issued by Chief Charles Moose. He's the head of the sniper investigation. It's important to note, though, that he said, do not assume that these are the guys that we're looking for, basically, in the sniper investigation. He left open the window there that possibly these are material witnesses. They have some other connection. He said that they were wanted for firearms violations, but that doesn't mean that these people are not the sniper or snipers.
We haven't mentioned these arrests were made near Frederick, Maryland, about an hour and a half north of Washington, D.C.
That's right. It's not in the immediate area where the shootings have happened, but it's very, very close to here. It's almost a bedroom community of Washington.
Reports are linking these men to investigations in Montgomery, Alabama, and Tacoma, Washington.
Right. You're going to have to stay with me here because I can't make all the connections myself. But apparently, one of the calls that came into police on the tip line told them to check with the people on Montgomery, and somebody was thinking fast and said, let's try Montgomery, Alabama, not just Montgomery County, Maryland. They checked down there. There was a murder that was being investigated from September in Montgomery, Alabama, that involved a gun that fired 223 ammunition, same kind of gun used by the sniper, same ammunition that was used. And a piece of paper had been found there with fingerprints belonging to Lee Malvo. That's the younger of this pair that may have been arrested in Frederick. Lee Malvo had been living with John Lee Williams in a house in Tacoma, Washington. And if you were up late last night, you could see police searching this house, the backyard of this house in Tacoma, Washington, very, very thoroughly. They had mapped out in a grid so they would be able to search every quadrant of the backyard. They were waving a magnetometer over the area, and they hauled off pieces of a tree trunk that may have been used for target practice in the backyard of this house. John Lee Williams lived there. He was stationed at Fort Lewis, which is only 15 miles away from Tacoma, and some of his neighbors had called police complaining about shooting going on in the backyard. This person also said he thought it was not a handgun, that this was a loud-sounding, high-powered rifle that he heard. Some of that evidence is apparently being taken back to Washington, D.C.
It was late last night that these arrest warrants were issued, and people were told about a car and a license plate. And just hours later, this motorist tips Maryland State Police off at a rest stop.
Well, Chief Moose has been telling us to all get into the act and pay attention, and somebody really took that seriously. They were at this rest stop, and they just called 911 right away. I wouldn't have been that sharp, especially at night, not being able to see the color of the car. But it's pretty amazing, and I think the fact that they were alerted to this car so quickly made sure that the arrest went off without any kind of hitch or problems.
And the chief says, don't assume these people are the suspects, but they are armed and dangerous.
Exactly. So we don't know if this is part of the strange communication that's been going on, where he's trying to reassure the person who's been communicating with him. We haven't mentioned that he's been exchanging messages via the media, trying to get in touch with this person. And at the same time, they're making these arrests. They made the arrests down in Richmond, which turned out to be fruitless, of two people who apparently used a phone booth that the sniper may have used to call in some of these communications. So there's both negotiations going on and then these arrests.
NPR's Larry Abramson.